This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The scandal around Governor Robert Bentley took a new legal turn this week. Former Alabama Law Enforcement Agency Director Spencer Collier, who accused the governor of an affair with a top advisor, filed a wrongful termination lawsuit against Bentley. The governor says he fired Collier for cause and that he'll aggressively defend the lawsuit. And we talk about that and other developments around the scandal with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us now as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, what does this lawsuit by Spencer Collier allege?
Well, as you said, it alleges wrongful termination, that he was fired improperly. The firing came as a result of him following the law in order to pursue an affidavit for involved in the legal case, as he claims he should have done in his position, that he was defamed and impugned and otherwise dragged through the mud.
And this affidavit involves the Mike Hubbard case that's
right.
Set to go to trial at some point.
Yeah. We're not quite sure when that's going to happen at this point.
Doesn't a position like this, does this not serve at the pleasure of the governor, as it were?
The head of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, he was appointed by the governor. I mean, he served at the pleasure of the governor. That's one of the interesting things about this, is that there's that element of it, and then there's also the element that, you can't sue the governor because he has sovereign immunity. So, I mean, he does point out in there that he's suing him personally and privately to get around that. But it doesn't just... It's not just against the governor, it's against Rebecca Mason, it's against this 501c4 that has paid her, ACE-Gov, the Alabama Committee for Excellent Government, and a number of entities that have been involved in this sordid business, shall we say, and that's really where it picks up its steam.
So we have this allegations around this affair that Governor Bentley denies. We have the connections with the Hubbard trial around the affidavit. What does this lawsuit mean for that scandal?
People look at the lawsuit and are wondering the questions you've asked, but what it really and truly means is if this lawsuit is not tossed out immediately, then people will be put on the stand, or put under oath, should I say, to answer all the questions that people have been asking for so long about all those entities, about who paid into this ACE-Gov fund that paid Rebecca Mason and others, about how much she was paid from groups, about when people did things, what they did, whether they violated state law, whether she's still involved in government, the questions that have surrounded this thing from the beginning. And that is the real interest, and that is the real value of a lawsuit, in that it forces people to answer questions they haven't answered before.
Well, you also write about a trip that Bentley took last November to Las Vegas with Rebecca Mason, that top advisor. What happened there?
The trip was for the Republican Governor's Conference. The governor and his communications director and Rebecca Mason and a deputy chief of staff took a state jet and flew to Las Vegas for this conference, which might seem all right to you on first glance. They did take off some time and go see a Celine Dion concert and go backstage and declare her an unofficial honorary citizen of the state of Alabama. And the concert was fabulous, I hear. the governor's office will tell you that the Republican Governors Association reimbursed Alabama for that. And then eventually, even though it happened after all these allegations were made, the governor's campaign then reimbursed the state for it.
So when you say that at first glance it doesn't look like anything wrong happened here, what's beyond that first glance in your view?
There are a couple of things. Number one, why does anybody have to pay for the state plane to go there? And they spent $11,000 doing it, which is far more than any other governor spent on that, according to those records. There are also elements, there are questions about whether there were campaign laws broken because of the fact that when the Republican Governors Association repaid that, it was past the window in which you can accept donations. So, I mean, there are questions raised about whether technically there were laws broken in that. But frankly, for most of us, it's just another issue of optics. I mean, it's right on the heels of learning that the governor had a state helicopter go pick up his wallet that he forgot after a fight with his wife. So, I mean, it's just another one of those examples in which you say, you know, this is not the way we're supposed to be doing business.
Well, in light of the lawsuit, you write that all the questions that you could ask Governor Bentley and others, that we could get answers under oath. But you suggest we already know enough of the details that it really doesn't matter so much. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that was probably trying to set up a joke, and I don't know that. I mean, the details are important, and the way we talked about it. Have the laws been broken? I mean, what was the intent? But, I mean, ultimately, the big picture is that a lot has been lost here, and it can't be regained.
John Archibald is a columnist with the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, great to have you here.
Thank you.